bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, tasting pasta, feeding Tom, and a toilet lid gag. All that's coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Yes, if I could just have a few minutes of your time, I'd like to speak with you today about the joys of water sports. Is this Bob and or Tom?
This is Bob.
Yeah, Tom, perhaps you already own a boat. However, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to upgrade your boat.
Shut up, Ryan. I read the script I wrote. Upgrade both. I want him to buy one.
I almost got him, Donnie. Okay. The badass wave buster, beast on the water.
And tell Chick he looks thinner and he'll buy it.
Get a free tube if you're not a lard queen or like pork.
I ain't even gave my pager number, man.
Donnie, all right, I'm not going to do this anymore, Donnie.
Get back to work, Randy. You screwed it up anyway.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, my whole family, we like to eat yams. Yams and ham and M&M's. Sometimes my grammy, she make a little lamb. Grammy's lamb and yam and ham and M&M's. Grammy's lamb and yam, yam and lamb and ham. Ham and lamb and yam and M&M's. Grammy's lemon yam, yam a lemon ham, ham a lemon yam and M&M. Well, my Uncle Danny likes to make clams dance. Clams and Grammy's lamb and yam and ham and M&M's. Sing along if you know it.
How about some Spam? They love it in Hawaii.
Sometimes he'll throw in a dab of jam, a dab of jam, and Danny's clams and Grammy's lamb and yam and ham and M&M's. A dab of jam and clam, yam, lamb and ham, ham and jam and yam and M&M's. Lamb and yam and ham, ham and Grammy lamb, yam and Grammy lamb and M&M's.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee at the DoorDash Sports Desk, and the smell of meatballs hang heavy in the air. Man, it smells
very
good.
Nice. We're doing a special pasta testing
thing
today, and several people have already eaten their pasta.
No, nobody's had pasta. We've had meatballs.
We had meatballs.
No.
Yep. Oh, okay.
We're not allowed to have the pasta.
We're not comparing meatballs. Did you see the size? Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
They look delicious.
By the way, Josh,
I could never eat a whole one.
Christy, this morning I told Josh that I'm quitting dairy. I made it about 8.5 hours. Doing great. So things are good.
Good start. Progress.
Lean into the diet.
Oh, mm-hmm. Get some nice butter. That's good stuff. Okay, where was I?
Everything in moderation.
We're getting ready for our pasta exam, if you will.
Experiment.
Experiment. That's a better word. We're going to be experimenting with this new pasta that was just invented over the course of several years, a lot of research. It's called Cascatelli.
After increasing demand for a new pasta.
Yeah.
No, it's a great idea. And the idea is it has, it's described here as a short pasta with a flat strip and ruffles that stick out at a 90-degree angle. They give it shape and texture and create a so-called sauce trough.
Ruffles. How about that? Why didn't you say it had ruffles? That's my favorite chip.
Ruffles have ridges there, Jay.
Yeah, they do.
It kind of looks like a sea snail or something.
Yeah. Just found pasta shapes that I've never seen before. One of them. Did you look at any of the pasta shapes?
It looks like a wedding's happening in our hallway. There's so many different pastas.
One of the pasta shapes was definitely designed by a man. That's all I'm going to say.
Is it a labial, if you will?
Is it very, very feminine looking?
It looks like,
It looks like a woman standing.
A nub.
Like this, with her legs like this, and just from here to here. It's, am I right, chick?
Vagetini.
Yeah,
I think that's the Priscilla.
Think of that as a pasta.
That might be the twaddleini.
It might be.
Was that too... No, but thank you, Platonia.
You know, and
I couldn't believe it.
And you and I are worried about firing him. He's going to get doing himself.
Yeah, okay.
That's amazing.
But this new pasta was designed. There's a this guy does a podcast. His name is Dan Pashman, and it's a very exciting. But this is a truly revolutionary new pasta. And we're going to be working on trying it here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, why don't we grab something with Christy Lee at the news desk while we wait, because we're waiting for our chef.
Our chef is here. Everything's ready.
Everything's
we're
here.
Just
everything's ready.
Blindfolded.
Oh,
we're just...
here we are.
Okay, now we're ready. Okay, this is we're
gonna,
all set.
To explain real quickly, Tom, we're going to do a blind taste test with you.
Okay.
Since you said you could tell the difference.
No, I said there is a difference in pastas. Difference in pasta tastes. I've never tried this stuff.
All right. I'm going to blindfold you. Jess has put together four samples.
How about we not blindfold him? We just poke his eyes out.
How about that? Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Come here, Pop.
Okay. It's my contention.
Oh, you're going to feed him, aren't you, Jess? This will be great. Oh, come on.
Feed him with your fingers.
Yeah, feed him, Jess.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Oh, look at this.
Now, we didn't have a blindfold, so Tom is using one of my tube socks.
Yeah, we just told him now after being wrapped around his
head. Look at it over his nose.
Hey, that looks good.
You look like a cyclops.
That looks real good.
Wait a minute. Can you hear me? Where's the microphone?
Yes, we can
call the microphone.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
He thinks being blindfolded. Yeah.
You're also wearing headphones. You know that you can hear you.
No, but the headphones. Oh, I see. It's because the things are over my ears.
Over your ears, yeah. Look at how vulnerable he is right now.
Where's my volume control? Okay, now I can hear
walk up and unzip and hoagie thump him right in the forehead.
Okay, is my mic at the right level?
Okay, now Jess is coming over to feed you now.
No, Josh is going to do it.
Shut up! Jesus, will you shut up?
I don't want his body odor to affect the taste of my pasta.
Okay, so they're walking over, the person feeding you.
Now, is the pasta in sauce or is it plain?
It's in sauce.
Okay.
It's tossed.
Marinara. Here.
Okay.
Jess will talk.
Here we go. Noodle coming.
Oh, God. Noodle coming. You know what number that was that you just gave him? Okay, two.
Al dente, quite tasty.
Yeah.
Kind of a little crisp.
Well, what you're tasting probably is some of the sauce, I would think.
Yeah, but also I did cook it al dente for travel time.
Oh, okay. That's very nice. Nice little chewing it. Okay, I'm right.
Josh, do the plain. Josh, do the plain.
Shove it in his mouth.
This one a little bit less al dente.
Okay.
Very good, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Why are you sticking your tongue out?
Good Lord. Because he shoved the last one on my lip.
You look like Gene Simmons.
Ladies and gentlemen, look ahead about 10 years. This is Tom at the home. Don't shove me in my mouth!
Oh, no.
Stop it!
Here comes the airplane.
They're all very good.
It'll be a long day for Sam.
Okay.
Here goes.
Mm. Oh, mmm.
Jeez.
Really?
Home run, this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Number four is the home run?
Well, it's actually the way they were, yes, but the way he ate them, yeah, that would be number four. Do you want to know what it is?
Sure.
That's the pasta. That's the one that they say is the best. That's the new one.
Oh, no.
I hate that.
Cascatelli.
Rigged. So
I'll
you
take
could
my
tell.
Gold medal now.
You could tell.
Absolutely.
Son of a
he
gun.
Must have been. You can tell by looking at them that one.
It holds the sauce in it. It's like a rough spoon. Incredibly obvious to me.
And, I mean, just by sight, I could see, oh, my gosh, this has really got the sauce there.
Wow. You can really tell. And also, there are different levels of chewiness because of the thickness of the pasta. They're all delicious, by the way. And the sauce is very good, too, Jess. As usual, Jess is a great cook.
She sure is.
Yes, she is.
We should always point that out. And now
I did a lot of work for this.
Now I'm starving. Would like some meatballs.
Well, now I'll get you a plate of pasta that I hadn't sneezed on.
That's nice. Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
No, I want you guys to try and see what you think.
All right.
But again, this guy had spent a lot of time with his whole team creating this great pasta.
You picked it right out, though. That's amazing. Mean, I have to.
And I've never had it before. It's called Cascatelli. It's not shaped like a casket, Christy.
No.
We had several vulgarisms.
I'd like to try the cascatelli.
It's death pasta.
Here I'd also like to eat pescatelli.
There we go, man.
With the fish in it, you meant.
Hammy. That's how you know this? He loves her.
What can I do to make
Christy
this happen?
Dude,
whatever it takes.
I think she knows. Does she know?
Yeah, I don't think she cares.
Well, I think we have to. It's not her. I think we have to pay off her husband to not beat Josh up afterwards.
I just don't think she likes chubbers.
She's talked about this on stage. She used to be addicted to porn, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
See, she's actually a woman after my heart.
Wow, she's got everything you need.
Yeah.
She's Italian. She's
there it is.
A porn lover.
She's still going to talk.
I like when she talks.
Is that right?
She knows I'm joking.
Chick and I are having our own little meeting.
Evil, evil people you both are.
I'm so sorry. That pasta is so good. Again, if you want to find out more about it, it's...
I am stunned. I'm correct.
C-A-S-C-A-T-E-L-L-I. It was these guys or ladies, whoever part of this team, they designed this stuff to hold the sauce. It's spectacular.
Can I get mad about this? You said there was a constant in the sauce we're using. It doesn't matter because you could still tell which pasta was with based on mouthfeel.
Yes, exactly, because you knew there was ridges on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If we really want a constant on this, we need to chop up all the other pastas, make them equal bite size. I'm sorry, you're making a mockery of the scientific method, and I'm not going to sit here for it.
Let's not forget that Tom's original contention was it does not matter what the shape of the pasta is, all pasta taste different, and that's not the case.
No, the shape of the pasta is part of what makes it taste different.
A lasagna noodle
tastes different than spaghetti.
Pretzel shaped like a circle tastes the same as a pretzel stick.
Yes.
Tastes the same as a pretzel.
A pretzel that's 3 inches thick does not taste the same as one that's a millimeter thick. I could show you the hundreds.
I think we're missing the fact that I have a lovely picture of Tom on my Instagram, blindfolded.
He looks like a cyclops because of the design on
me. Look for that on the Chick McGee Instagram.
We'll get that. Well, in the meantime, let's move forward in the world of news with Christy Lee. What have you got?
Well, we don't have the world's best pasta in the news, but we do have the world's best cheese for 2021.
Oh, ain't American.
It's not American.
Last year was from Wisconsin. That was a real big deal.
Oh, that's right.
A soft goat cheese from Spain has been crowned as the world's best cheese.
They keep it in a sock?
Soft. Not sock goat cheese.
I thought you said sock.
Yeah, sock cheese is something you'd experience.
Sock cheese.
That's rough.
According to CNN, this year's winner of the World Cheese Awards is called Olavidia, from an artisan cheesemaker using the commercial name Queso y Besos. Cheese, which apparently is cheeses and kisses.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, very good.
Queso y Beso.
The cheese received 103 votes to beat the second place finisher, a soft cheese from France's Fromagerie Berhaut, washed with the spirits of Marc de Bouillon, which had been ahead until the very last minute. British judge Jason Hines said the Spanish goat cheese had a rich, seductive, creamy texture.
How about that?
And a flavor that was round and warm.
Hmm.
He added, quote, I just wanted to go to bed with it.
Oh,
all right.
What a weirdo.
Freak.
Yeah, get this guy out of the...
cheese humper.
Get this guy out of the fromagerie quick.
Yeah, I bet he... If you go to bed with cheese, you want to go to bed with Swiss.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hash.
Yeah. Why is that, Josh?
Holes.
Yeah.
Have they ever tried the queso from Costco? It's very good. It's hard to beat queso.
In Costco?
Anywhere.
Costco queso is...
Yeah. Unquestionably, the,
yeah.
The Costco queen
queso.
Of queso.
Have you guys ever tried that Apache cheese? It's real good. Cochise?
What's it called?
It's a Cochise joke. That is rock solid. I will acknowledge that as being comical and funny.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll probably get hate mail.
Why? He's a historical figure? All right.
Okay.
Heinz has unveiled a new ketchup that's been made with tomatoes grown in simulated Martian soil.
This is how it starts, people.
Simulated.
The company said the tomatoes used in the Mars Edition ketchup were grown by recreating similar soil, temperature, and water conditions on Earth to those found on Mars.
Yep. Fake.
That's not Martian.
A 14-person astrobiology team at
overpaid.
14 people.
Have you tried my ketchup?
At the Aldrin Space Institute at Florida Tech, successfully yielded the tomatoes from the brand's proprietary seeds, while bottles of Heinz Tomato Ketchup Mars Edition, spelled M-A-R-Z, by the way,
will not be
available for purchase. A batch has been unveiled at Heinz headquarters.
Terrific.
Yeah, then why are we talking?
Hey, we got new ketchup that nobody can eat.
Right.
If I want weird ketchup, I'll get Del Monte or Hunt's.
How big is Heinz? Well, we put 14 people on a ketchup we're not selling. What are you thinking of that?
Remember the debacle with the green ketchup?
Yes.
I love that. I think they had
didn't they have blue ketchup and purple?
Yeah, that did not work. Yeah.
There was green ketchup and there was blue mustard. And I was a kid. It blew my mind.
Ugh.
I don't think it was a success.
No, people couldn't wrap their heads around it.
But I am a very loyal Heinz ketchup person.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's delightful.
My older brother, Sam, uses this weird organic ketchup. I was furious.
They're good, a lot of good ketchup.
So delicious, though.
It's the organic thing, though. I don't want it to be fancy.
Yeah. You don't like your fancy catsup?
Yes, I don't want the fancy.
No, the catsup, that bugs me.
How did that start?
Catsup. What is it, like P. Diddy? It's got five different names. Hey, Sean, what's catsup. Your name, for God's sake? Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, catsup.
Hey, what is he using now? Is
Diddy.
Sean? Oh, Diddy?
He's been Diddy for like a decade. Diddy.
Yeah. He's been irrelevant for longer than that.
Am I the only one that laughs when they see Hunts on the...
No.
I laugh every time.
I can't walk by those shiitake mushrooms. My vision transposes a couple of them.
Hey, honey, do we need a can of Hunts?
I can't stand it. Do we need a cake made of shiitake mushrooms? I'm so sorry.
It's called sheet cake.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I love a sheet
Sniper.
Cake.
No.
Oh, I know you do.
It's a sheet of cake.
Now, we were talking about this list of alternative cuss words. Some of these you just never hear anymore.
Yeah? What do you got over there?
Consarnit.
Who are we? Yosemite Sam?
That's something my great-grandpa would say. Consarnit.
Or dadgummit.
Oh, dude. Yeah. This is like from the Louis L'Amour cuss word book.
Or fooey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
what is fooey short for?
Fooey.
Is that just an F word variation?
Maybe.
Fooey. Don't they say that in Hong Kong?
That's what I was calling Hong Kong fooey.
Wasn't that a now withdrawn cartoon?
Yes.
Due to its staggering inappropriateness.
Hong Kong fooey.
And if you hear someone say this, Christy, jeepers. What is this, Little Orphan Annie?
Yeah,
I've said that.
I think Velma is the only one who says that.
I said jeepers.
You're out.
Jeepers.
Well, you're kind of like Velma.
You're out on one of the first dates, and he says, fooey, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah.
You get up and leave, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you think.
My mom
says
dag nabbit a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dag nabbit.
Now, is this regional, the term nerds?
Nerds.
I said nerds a lot in high school.
Did
I plainly remember that. Nerds. Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's just nuts. Kind of a variation of nuts.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Okay. And then cripes.
Yep, I've heard cripes.
Okay, that's gone away to a degree. And then I can't stand this one. Oh, God, it's in some TV show. My daughters never stop. Mylanta.
Mylanta.
I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
Oh, Mylanta.
That was a medicine, right?
Yeah.
Still is, yeah.
Mylanta? Isn't it like a laxative or something?
I think it's a heartburn medication. Oh.
My dad used to say smooth move X-lax a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Did he say it to you?
Yeah, if somebody ever drops something, smooth move X-lax.
Okay. Was he the one when he shopped at a frame store? Didn't he?
That was my ex-girlfriend's dad.
Oh, okay. What did he
would always, if there was ever, we were in a store and he was near toilet seats, he would hold one up and go, do you think your mom's picture would look good in this frame?
It's classic.
I would be screaming with laughter, and the family would get mad at me because they'd heard it 1,000 times.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the hell?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it, Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser